Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A strong system is expected to bring rain and a blast of cold air across Missouri today and tomorrow. Severe storms are possible through tonight, mainly in northeast and central Missouri. Temperatures tonight and Friday night could sink into the lower 30s. A southern Missouri soldier has been injured in Afghanistan. Amy Higgins reports.
A 2011 graduate of Missouri Military Academy in Mexico is recovering from serious injuries he sustained after stepping on an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan on Saturday. Sergeant Ian Ives, originally from Cuba, Missouri, was transported from Afghanistan for medical treatment, but was detained in Germany for emergency surgery while en route to Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. According to a Facebook post from Missouri Military Academy, Ives will likely lose an arm, part of his face, and be blind in one eye. Amy Higgins, Missouri Net, Mexico.
West Central Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler says President Trump has made a mistake by pulling U.S. troops out of northern Syria. Trump's move has cleared the way for Turkey's invasion and for America's Kurdish allies to fend for themselves, creating rare bipartisan criticism.
We cannot abandon the Kurds who have fought alongside of us and who have died alongside of us, who are more pro-democracy than any other group in that region, and helped us defeat ISIS.
The Kurds have been guarding imprisoned ISIS members. Turkey's invasion is also likely to create a humanitarian crisis through the killing and displacement of masses of Kurds. Governor Parson says Missouri's tourism industry helped to pump more than $17 billion into the state's economy last year. During the governor's conference on tourism today in Columbia, Parsons says Missouri had more than 42 million visitors during fiscal year 2018. Norfolk Southern Railroad expects to begin initial repairs to the Grand River Bridge in northern Missouri's Brunswick in about 2 to 3 weeks. Last month, heavy rain and debris caused the bridge to collapse. Train service between Moberly and Kansas City remains suspended. Kansas City interstate traffic was disrupted for several hours overnight from a semi that flipped, causing several traffic crashes and more than 40 cows to break free. No drivers or passengers were injured in the Interstate 29 traffic problem. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt continues the state's Safer Streets program push, this time in Kansas City. Today, he met with Kansas City Police Chief Rick Smith. Schmidt says criminals are getting bolder.
There's a culture of violence that is prevalent, a lack of respect for law enforcement, and the belief that maybe they're not going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And that's what we have to change.
This is Missouri Net.